Hello there. Today we've got a Bible reading for you. Slowly you turn you over.
The word of the teacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labour at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. Thanks for watching.
Okay, thanks for watching. Hope this has been a good video.
So, gather round, and I want to start with a story. Because once upon a time, there lived the greatest ship's captain in history. He'd sailed the seven seas. He'd visited all four corners of the earth. He'd defeated the most evil pirates and rescued the neediest princes from the most troubled towers. His crew loved the captain. He was always fair with sharing the treasure, and they were the most cared for crew on the seven seas. Now, one day they found themselves travelling between tiny islands. The sun was high, the seas were still. They were all on deck sunbathing, sharing cold drinks, served in coconuts with little pretty pink umbrellas in them. On the horizon, though, a dark cloud was growing. The captain was a wise and wonderful man. He knew that cloud meant that a great storm was coming. He knew that in this storm, what they needed was something solid, something that would never move, that wouldn't change no matter what the wind and the rain might do to them. So he shouted at his crew to tie themselves to the mast of this great ship. "What is that?" the crew asked him. "The weather's sunny and the waves are so still. We've even got our cold drinks in coconuts with pretty pink umbrellas in them." Our captain, however, already had his rope out and was beginning to tie it around the mast. "Because," he explained to them, "a great storm is coming. The boat will be thrown left and right and up and down and dashed against these islands. Now, we can't control the storm, and we cannot stand on our own. It's only if we tie ourselves to the mast that we will be safe." The captain knew that the mast was solid, that even if the rest of the boat broke apart, the mast was a single piece of wood taken from the strongest tree. When the boat had been built, its makers had made sure that no matter what else the crew did to the boat, there would always be something solid at the centre. If you were tied to the mast, no storm could harm you. Now, a few of the men listened, and they began to tie themselves up with him. Others, the ones that thought they were strongest, "Well, we can work out how to swim to an island." Some, the ones that thought they were cleverest, "Well, if we look at the direction of the storm and the history of the way storms have worked in this archipelago, we can plot a course through the island." Now, the captain finished tying himself to the mast and looked up. The day was still sunny. sea was still calm. But the pretty pink umbrellas in the coconuts had started to sway. And within minutes, the storm had hit them, and it was the windiest, rainiest, scariest, most vicious storm that the crew have ever seen. Now, those who thought they were strong were quickly lost to the waves. And those who thought they were so clever were quickly lost to the waves. But the mast remained strong. The whole boat collapsed around it, but all who were tied to it were safe. Now, the crew were still beaten by the rain and lashed by the wind, and they definitely, definitely couldn't sit and drink from coconuts with pretty pink umbrellas in them. But they were safe. The mast had been made so that they would always be saved. And the ones who tied themselves to it, well, they were safe through the storm. And the ones who relied on their own cleverness, their own strength, they were lost. But the crew that tied themselves to the mast, they saw the sun rise again. But what's that got to do with anything? Why am I here telling you about ships and storms and masts? Well, we're in a storm right now. I don't know about you, I have found isolation so hard. There's been days when I've been angry, days when I felt so sad I've cried. Because we are grieving. We are grieving a loss of any kind of control. We're sad because our routines have completely disappeared, and we're angry because all this feels so very new and so very out of control. And into this, these words of Ecclesiastes sing to us. Now, I'm still angry and sad and happy and essentially an emotional disaster, as my wife would tell you. But this truth of Ecclesiastes is just wonderful, life-changing, love-giving stuff. And I haven't got a hold of it yet, but we must. We must do all we can, because this is not the first or the last storm we will encounter. For us, they will always seem huge and scary and out of control. But our passage today tells us there is nothing new under the sun. Now, this is new to us, but God says it's never new to him. So if you have a Bible to hand on an app or old school physical edition, flip to our reading, Ecclesiastes 1. One of these awkward moments where I want to say the page number, but it won't help you much. Now look at that introduction. These are the words of a teacher, a preacher, someone who has been given great wisdom and God has inspired to share that wisdom with us. And he tells us exactly what he wants us to know. Everything is meaningless. What a happy way to start a conversation. Now, try saying those words out loud or Siri rudely interrupts me. Meaningless. Say them to your parents in the room. Meaningless. Say them to each other. Meaningless. Now, in its original language, this word is like hebel. And it means something like vaporous, trying to grab hold of smoke or breath like this. You see, no matter how much effort I put in, no matter how hard I sweat, I can't grab hold of it. If I was really, really clever, I could probably think of a way to hold it. But I'd just have a handful of smoke, and it's just not very useful. See, in our lives, we can often try to grab hold of things that we think will keep us safe. But the teacher of Ecclesiastes knows better. Now, in verse 3, he asks us a question. What do people, and he means us, you and me, and all the rest of humanity, what do we get for all of our really hard work? Nothing. It's meaningless. It's just like us trying to grab at that smoke. And he gives us some examples to make sure we really understand. Generations come and generations go. Now, a generation is a group of people roughly the same age, So you kids are one generation, us adults are another, and our grandparents are another again. See, when we compare how long us humans will live, compared to just how old God is, our age really does seem meaningless. Just like our smoke, we're there for a second, and then, poof, we're gone. And then, look how he goes on in verses 5 to 9. Earth and wind and sea. The wind, which is so out of control to us, like our ship in the storm in our story, blown up and down and left and right. It will be calm, and it will storm again. Rivers are going to run, rain is going to fall, but the sea's not going to fill up. You see, it just goes round and round and round until nothing we can do makes any difference at all. There's always been wind and rivers and pandemics. And what do we do in response? We build taller and wider and bigger and stronger. We make sure our homework is perfect so we can tell everyone just how clever we are. We arrange a million Zoom meetings so that we can show people just how busy we are. And then we reach the end of the day. And we look back and we think, well, what's the point? The wind blows, the rain falls, coronavirus is still there. We know we're doing all the right things. But aren't you left wondering, is this it? Why am I still afraid? Why am I still so sad? You see, the teacher of Ecclesiastes is telling us that when we hold to doing things because we think they're right, when we know we're just so clever, it's like grabbing at smoke. It gives us nothing to hold on to at all. The Bible tells us a different story. It shows us that there is something solid. There is one mast to whom we can tie ourselves. There is God, and he has always been the same. His love for us hasn't changed since the moment he breathed life into the world. His promise isn't for a life without storms. His promise is that in the storm we will have something completely solid to hold to. His promise is that this isn't new to him, that he won't change. He won't decide not to help, not to love us, not to offer salvation. There will always be the mast to tie ourselves to. The storm is here, and it has changed our normal, but God's normal never changes. And Ecclesiastes tells us it is okay not to be okay, brothers and sisters. There will be times when we are sad and angry and upset and happy and jumping and all those amazing emotions God has created us with. And God knows this. The only thing that assures us that this isn't pointless, that stops us being swept away by the storm, the only thing we can do is tie ourselves to him. And what do I mean? What does it mean to your lives when I say that? Ask yourself now, are you satisfied? Is there that niggle as you fill your days with busyness that it's all, well, pointless? Perhaps that niggle is God. And when we ignore it, when we rely on ourselves, it's meaningless. It's grabbing at smoke. But the Bible tells us it doesn't need to be meaningless. That there is one you can hold on to who promises you that it is all worth it. That you can always hold to. Who gives the whole of everything that we do meaning. So listen to that niggle. When something seems meaningless or pointless or boring, perhaps that's God whispering in your ear. And when someone is talking to you, talk back. Take it to him in prayer. Whether you call yourself a Christian or you stumbled across us on YouTube today, and if you have stumbled across us, you are so, so welcome. Thank him. Thank him that he created you and that he means you to be exactly where you are. Thank him that in a world of smoke, he is solid. Ask him to help you to tie yourself to him. Ask him to help you to stop living for the smoke and start to live for him. And that is when we find meaning. Our lives are short. But on that mast, Jesus has brought us eternal life. Life that starts right now and lasts forever. So tie your life to him. Live for him, and you have a reason for living that lasts forever. But go on. We'll say it one more time, but this time we're going to say it into our hands. Meaningless, like grabbing breath. Are we ready? Meaningless. And we let it go. We turn back to him. Turn to the one who is solid. The one who will never let us go and never let us down.